Simply Done, the podcast network. Let's
put that on my knee or over
is
here.
Is that a banjo you're putting on your knee?
Ah! Check, check,
that's
check.
That's funny, right, Mole? You check. Get it?
Oh, right. Susanna, oh, don't you cry for me.
Yeah.
Come from Alabama with
okay.
Angel.
I'm
a
fucking
knee, fool.
It rained on today. I left the weather. It was dry. Don't you cry, Susanna. Oh, Santa, don't you cry. Oh, Susanna, don't you cry for me. I come from Alabama with the banjo on my fucking
on your knee.
The banjo on my
on your knee.
What?
On your knee.
Ah, you would say on your knees, dude.
Unless you want to have the banjo on my pee-pee.
What tune you want to do, dude?
What's that?
You want to do, Josie's on a vacation far away. Come on and talk it over. There's so many things that I want to say. You know, I like my girls a little bit older. I just want to use your
love tonight.
I don't want to lose your love tonight. I know this tune. You know this song?
Sure do.
This is Rivet.
Coming to you pre-recorded from Simply Don, the podcast network studios at a secret location in West Hollywood, California. It's the Big Three Podcast. I, once again, I'm your pal, Don Barrett.
I'm your pal, Walter.
Walter who?
I'm trying to be funny. Tell me who you are.
Peel. I'm Scary Barry. Peel.
Okay, completely stupid.
Yeah, but he's
fucking pissed is what I am.
Why are you pissed?
That fucking movie.
Shut up. We'll get to you. You're talking about the movie you had to review this week? What? What are you doing with the fucking phone?
Somebody's calling. Hold on.
Put it on.
Hello.
Are you doing the show?
We're doing the show. We just started the show right now, Matt.
What's up, Matt?
Who's Matt?
He's a fan of the show.
He's a fan of the show, and you worked this so you could have him talk on the show?
He called up. I told him to call in 30 minutes, and I guess this is 30 minutes. Right, Matt?
I mean, the reason why I wanted to call up was because I am, in fact, having an affair with Terry.
Oh, whoa.
You're not! Fuck you!
Whoa, Matt. Unbelievable, Scaremaster. That was very brave of you. That was like Todd Glassian.
Wow.
Fucking faggot.
What a way to start the show today.
Unbelievable.
Fucking faggot.
Now, if you've never heard our show before, we were the stars of the cult film classic Windy City Heat, and now we have our own podcast, and we have been shot out of the gun with a bullet. Holy crap. Way to start the show, Perry.
Yeah, a lot of stuff going on.
Oh, my God. We do have a big show.
What did you say?
What?
Did you just say that I'm gay?
I'm just saying there's more room in the closet, and I would also like to say...
What?
First thing first, and we didn't really talk about this last week at all, but now it's time. What's going on with Cookie Caramello? The plug has been pulled.
Wait. Drum roll, please.
He's still alive. He's still alive.
Okay. And how much money are you going to make?
I'm not making shit.
You're not in his will?
He's got nothing.
What do you mean he's got
nothing? He's got
nothing.
Did you get any of his old sailor stuff, like his hammock or anything?
What?
I would double check and see what kind of money he has.
Dude, he's got nothing anymore.
Is that what they said?
That's what I've been told.
I know one thing he has that's super valuable.
What's that?
The secret recipe to Cookie Caramellos.
Whoa.
Whatever.
Good point.
Oh, really? So Famous Amos would be like, whatever. Or Kentucky Fried...
Chicken.
Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Colonel Stooge.
Sanders.
Yeah. Excuse me.
Who's he married to now?
Karen.
You should ask Karen if you can get all his Navy stuff. On the open market selling that? The Big Three fans will go crazy.
I doubt if he has
that.
Anything left.
You should definitely check that. They're not going to give you any money. I think they're conning you, is my point. Now, we have a big show today. And last week, we talked about Mole and his, let's say, special powers. Well, then what we did is we took our money that we got from the $10 shoutouts. I put in
$25. Wait a second. Which special powers are you talking about? Because it's my brother who took the animal hormones and lives in the forest.
No, I'm not talking about that. It was, I was actually talking about how you predicted what would happen in the Super Bowl. And then last week,
right.
Mary Jane, myself, and you, the three of us put our $10 shout-outs of $25 down together. And what
did you do yours too, Scaremaster?
No, he didn't do that.
I don't have any money, man.
Okay.
We just put our
well, I want you to hear this. I want you to hear this. Perry, shut the fuck up when I'm talking. You went and you put in a 10-team with upset parlay, did you not?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, for those
multiple upsets.
Right. So if you're not familiar with that, you have to pick 10 teams. They all have to win. Two of those victories have to be minor upsets. Then there has to be at least one that's a major upset. And what are the odds on that, Mole? Do you remember?
I think it was like 650, 620.
650 to 1 odds. Well, let me tell you what you did. You picked UNLV over Air Force in college basketball.
Sure.
Win. Georgetown over Villanova. Win.
Yeah.
Duke over Virginia Tech. Win. Kentucky over Vanderbilt. Win. Yeah. North Carolina over Virginia. Win. Yeah. Wichita State over Drake. Win. Rutgers over Seton Hall.
Yeah, I knew that one.
Win. Then,
wow,
in your minor upset, you went St. John's over number 18, Notre Dame.
Notre Dame, yeah, because the Fighting Irish, you know, the Irish, glug, 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 and that just was, they were ready, they would do.
But
and
Seton Hall has like six eligible players that played, I think, or something crazy like
that. Yeah, but you know what? They were ready. They're super hungry.
Well, that was a win. Then your second minor upset, you went number 5, Kansas, over number 3, Missouri.
That was kind of a gimme.
Well, I don't know if it was a gimme, and it's, you know, it was a major upset or minor upset, 5-3. That's not that big. You got that. And then in your upset, you picked Georgia.
Bulldogs.
Over
eating up some Gators. You know what I'm saying?
You picked an unranked Georgia squad over the number 11 ranked Florida Gators. That gave you a perfect 10-team with upset parlay.
Oh, my God.
Mary Jane, I haven't told you this. But the three of us, with our $75 at 650 to 1 odds, we made on that $75 bet for the three of us $48,750. That's $16,250 apiece. Nice. Congratulations.
Wow. I can get used to this.
Let it ride.
What, Mary Jane?
Let it ride.
Do you want to do this again?
Like put the whole $48,000 on... Another
$48,750.
Put that on another parlay for next week.
And today's $10 shout outs. I'll do that. Let's let it ride.
Well, let's see how much we get in the $10 shout outs this week first, okay?
This year, a lot of people will be celebrating the 20th anniversary of the Randy Callahan Perry experience.
Christ.
And that date that happened, write this in your calendar, June 26th. June 26th. This year, the holiday falls on a Tuesday.
Why do you call it a holiday? It's not a holiday.
Not yet.
I think year, I'm telling you, I don't know if it's because of the podcast has gained such popularity, but I'm telling you, I'm getting people all over the country talking about how they're going to celebrate the big holiday. So
it's not a holiday. It was the grossest thing that ever happened in my life.
No. Okay. I guess... One guy's garbage is another man's prize. And that's what I think's happening here because I think people are really behind this thing. Mole, what have you heard about it?
You know, they don't know if there's going to be a tree or some kind of candle lighting ceremony.
What?
But apparently they're in negotiations to get Christina Applegate to be at the national party.
That would be wonderful.
That's fucking stupid.
It makes sense. I mean, and you know, they're having it. Tehachapi.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, God.
I got to tell you this. What would be great, and it might not happen this year, but maybe on the 25th anniversary. I know that he's not doing very well, but to get Randy Callahan there would be just fantastic.
In 5 fucking years, huh?
Wait a second. Are you saying a recreation? That would get people. Like, it would be like a passion play.
It would be like when William Shatner goes to a Star Trek convention. It would be unbelievable.
Yeah, no, it's not like a William Shatner going to a Star Trek convention. It's like a straight guy going to a faggot convention, being molested by a bunch of fucking faggots, like that fucking film that you made me fucking
watch.
Okay,
we'll get to your thing.
Like you fucking faggots in this fucking show.
We'll get to that in a minute. Oh, is that a phone call? Could you please send that call through for us?
Guess whom?
Hi, Mr. Adams.
It's you again.
How is the hottest podcast this side of Podcaspia?
We're perfect.
We're pretty good.
We're not doing good.
Let me ask you, how is your pater doing? Has Papa fully recovered?
Who's that?
Your dad.
Oh, no, he's not fully recovered.
This is too heartbreaking. It's too heartbreaking.
Poor
man who gave his life to a country of inbred mountaineers who even Perry himself refuses to recognize by standing for its anthem.
Okay.
Yeah Perry, yeah. Not really cool.
Not cool at all, dude.
It.
You hate America.
Hate America, you fuck.
Listen. Back to the lecture at hand, all right? Perfection is perfected, so I'm going to let him understand.
Oh,
gents, I need your help with Walter.
What I do?
Walter, listen. Don't do me a favor, Walter. Listen. Don't listen for a moment, okay, Z's?
You got okay.
All right, gents. As you two know, Mole is in training.
Right, for the LA Marathon. He's talked about it a couple times.
Spot on, Mr. Barnes. Now, I would like very much for Walter to let me train him at my gymnastic facilities. His stature as a celeb could lure more gents in. Are you familiar with my new gymnasium?
I've never heard of it before.
Where's this?
Well, let me tell you. It's strictly an underground club right now. It's called Board Shorts. It has nothing to do with surfboards. In this instance, we are all bored of wearing our shorts. Yes, yes?
Yeah, I don't even know if Mole would be into that. I got to be honest with you. Mole, take your fingers out of your ears real quick.
What's up?
Do you want to go to Mr. Adams'
gym? No, I don't want to go to his gym, dude. Well, not to board shorts.
It was worth a try.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'll still toss in a rib tickler.
Yeah, tell a joke, dude.
Ready?
Yeah, tell one.
What happens to the jogger who oversleeps?
He runs late.
These get worse every week.
They really do.
See you later, Mr. Adams.
Really bad. Yeah, he was talking about jogging. You guys going to come down to support me in the LA Marathon?
I know I'm going to. When is it?
It's March 18th.
Yep, we're definitely going
to. I don't know if I'll be able to.
We're going to definitely do it. We got to film it. We got to start doing things for the podcast.
You know why I'm running? Because it gives me runner's high.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah, I'm trying to chase that runner's high.
I don't understand what that is.
You got a runner's high, they said.
Yeah, but that's not like... smoking dope.
Yes, it is.
How do you know? Have you ever done it?
Yeah, watch me.
All right.
Well, he's going to fall flat on his face.
You wish.
Why do you got to be so negative about everything,
I'm not
Perry?
Being negative. I'm just being factual.
Perry, I received this call this week, and I have some good news, but I want you to do this first. I want you to listen to this call, then I want you to review your movie, because we're going to do your movie review. Because I heard this, and I started talking to the bosses upstairs, because I'm getting the feeling... you're not liking some of the movies they selected.
Some of?
Well, you
some
like
of?
You like Milk. You bought that and kept it.
That was like one. There was only maybe two movies that I liked.
Okay. It's funny that you like Milk when you're lactose intolerant.
Why don't you play that message?
Don, it's Perry. This movie, Fluffer. Dude, I am sick and tired of doing these faggot film movie reviews. Tell the guys upstairs, you know, the producers, the directors, whoever the fuck, in upstairs in the office of the Big Three podcast, that I will not, and I repeat, will not review another faggot film again. If I have to review another faggot film again, there will be no more Big Three podcast with, of course, the Scaremaster doing the best movie reviews in fucking Southern California. Why can't I get a simple film like Bambi or Alice in Wonderland or fucking, I don't know, Star Wars or something simple? No, what do I have to get? I got to get these B-rated, sick, perverted, disgusting faggot films to fucking rate? Dude, get me away from these fucking movies and get me real films. All right? I mean, real films. Something that you'll see Siskel and Ebert rate. Not fucking pornos. Gay pornos. You better tell these guys upstairs in the offices of the Big Three podcast that I am done with rating faggot films. Thank you. And out! I'm really not happy about this. I'm trying to be calm and nice, but I am not at all happy about this shit. Get it done or you're done with me. Period. Out.
Hey. How Out. Are you going to use your FF rating if you're done with those films?
Well, I listened to that, Perry, and I heard what you said. I talked to the guys, and I got some good news for you. But before we go on, now, they said that you were going to be doing the movie Flipper.
That's what that's what Nick said.
Yeah, well, that's what they
said. Flipper. Thought. All of a sudden, I get this movie, and it's called Fluffer.
Okay, well, why don't you do your movie?
And that's different from Flipper, right?
It's a lot different than Flipper.
Why don't you do your movie review?
I go into this. I turn on this faggot film called Fluffer. It opens up where this guy walks into a studio to meet the executive, and then all of a sudden that wants to suck his dick. Yeah, he said no, so I'm proud of him for saying no.
Who did the director?
The actor that turned out to become the Fluffer.
So wait a second. Wait,
let me
hold on a second. The actor walked into the casting director, and the guy said, "Hey, I want to blow you. You jerk me off." And the guy said, "No."
He didn't say jerk him off. He wanted him to suck his dick.
Okay, but he said no.
He said no.
Oh, wow. Right away.
So right away he says no.
So you see that you're allowed to say no.
Yeah.
Okay.
See, so there was a lesson learned from this.
8 minutes and 55 seconds into the movie, I had to run into the bathroom and throw up.
What?
I had to run into the bathroom and throw up because the fucking guy went down on him.
Who did?
The fluffer dude.
Wait a second.
The fucking act. Well, I didn't.
Did this movie have anything to do with dolphins at all?
No.
Okay.
What about when the dolphins hit the shark?
What
in the
dolphin?
Ribs?
What dolphin?
Kill the sharks and
it was not
the
a fucking movie about fish. It was movies about cocksuckers, the gay fucking porn business, the gay fucking Hollywood, how to make it in this fucking town, how fucking rough it is to try to make it in this fucking town. Oh, God.
Okay, first off, dolphins aren't fish.
Right.
Then the one thing that I liked in this movie...
I know the one thing you
like. No, you don't know what I like in this movie.
Molly, you may be wrong in this.
The guy, one of the guys in this film, his name was Mikey. And he's having sex with his girlfriend.
Yeah.
All right? And he said that he loved her and shit. Then all of a sudden, she starts a little fight with him and she goes, you know, the one thing that I can't stand is having sex with you after you fuck another guy in the ass.
How much did you relate to this movie, if you did at all?
Me?
Yeah, beyond the obvious that you had to go to a casting agent and you face some of the same things.
That you lived that life.
I didn't live any of this life. I lived none of this life. It's a fluffer film, faggot film, disgusting. Maybe the director in the film reminded me of you with a big fucking fluffy-ass mustache that I once saw you with at one time.
I had a beard
many years ago.
So that has nothing to do with the mustache.
And I saw you with a play mustache on one time, too.
Okay, there you go. Okay. So what'd you think of the movie?
It was disgusting.
Would you suggest this movie to
anybody,
anyone else?
Nobody.
Who do you think would like this movie?
Faggots. Faggots. Only faggots.
Is it good for holidays?
I'm not answering that.
Did you learn from it, though? What did you take away from it?
What did I learn from it? To never watch it again.
Yeah, but what lesson did you take away from it?
I learned that I was losing about 5 pounds every time I'm throwing up because it was making me throw up.
How many times did you throw up?
Three.
I don't believe you. How do you like that?
Fine.
I don't think you threw up even six times.
I don't think you threw up at all.
Fine. I don't care what you think.
Okay.
You want me to throw up?
No. And when I threw up at your house, the couple times that I've been there over your
I bet he did throw up 3 times. I bet he would bet on his father's life right now that he threw up 3 times.
Let me read to you how I wrote this out, because it'll describe the movie a little bit better. All right, from start. Okay, I wrote out, it opens where this guy, it opens where this young guy walks into a studio and meets with an executive that wants to suck his cock. He said, no, I'm proud of him. But the film Fluffer just began 8 minutes and 55 seconds ago. Disgusting. Some guy starts getting fucked in the ass. My manager, Nick, must have been sleeping when he was told that that the name of this gay porn was Flipper.
No, I was told it was Flipper, and I told him it was Flipper.
He also wasn't told that it was gay. Now this fag,
okay, enough.
Is spanking his
enough,
junk
enough.
In the film, asking the new guy to help him out.
Quickly.
He says, yeah, no problem. What the fuck is this world coming to? 16 minutes and 28 seconds into the film. Mikey's girl just said, do you think I like your cock in me after you've been shoving it up some guy's ass? Gross. Blah! I fucking puked on that one. Mikey's girl comes home, so they wrestle. He says, I love you. She says, you're high. Because all he does is work and suck guys' dicks. This is not a job.
It's an adventure.
You're paid to be a faggot slob. Now I see Ron Jeremy in this. It's a porno. Okay. This movie.
Ron Jeremy was in it?
Yeah.
I know Ron.
I love that dude.
I know Ron too.
Yeah.
You guys
and then I also saw Deborah Harry in the film too.
Deborah Harry? Oh,
yeah.
Then this sounds like a great movie.
Deborah Harry was the a strip club manager, because there was a chick in there that they got pissed off at one of the patrons of the strip club and throws a drink
okay,
in the guy's
bottom
face.
Line, this is going on forever. Either give me a good line from it or tell me the wrap-up. Go.
The wrap-up. Film sucked. Film was disgusting. And if I am handed another faggot film, I'm going to throw it in your face.
Well, I got some good news.
Tell me.
After your phone call, I talked to the bosses upstairs. And they said, well, tell us a movie he might be interested in. I said, I know he's into the fucking Greaseball Italians.
Christ.
So what they did is they came up with this. And this week's movie that you're going to review, it's a good one. It's the trilogy of the movie The Godfather. So you're going to watch all three movies this week.
I've got them all at home.
Good. So I want you to watch them all. And you will do your review next week on the Godfather trilogy.
Okay.
Okay. We got some $10 shoutouts.
It's a pretty, pretty cool box.
Yeah, okay. Well, okay. Just shut up. Okay, this next segment we're going to do is where you, the listener, can be part of the fun over here at the Big Three Podcast. All you have to do is send us a $10.
Thank you.
No checks, no money orders, credit card, or any legal mumbo-jumbo that you want to... try to send us. It's $10 straight cash, homie. And you're going to send that $10 to 7510 Sunset Boulevard, number 153, Hollywood, California, 90046.
$10 shout out.
Don't reach your hand out. To the Big Three, Podfather Don, Master Mole, and the Butcher of the Big Three, a.k.a. Scaramello. As a former senior creative writer artist for the Marvel Comics, I know what is trendy and what is pop culture. You, my friend, you are pop culture. I'm proposing a new Big Three comic book. I have $150,000 to invest in this project, which can be split up any way you guys want to. I know you guys are very busy and you don't like written contracts. I propose the following. Don, if you're interested, then whisper, fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. Mole, if you're interested, then you'll say, yeah, dudes.
Yeah, dudes.
Perry, if you're interested, then scream, no fucking way.
Oh! No fucking way! Oh, oh, oh!
Great. Assuming you all agreed, it's done. Issue 1, Volume 1 will be called Glory Holing with Perry and Randy. Hopefully you guys will have something in store for us on the 20th anniversary. I know I will. Yours truly, Reverend Chucky Slavin. Slavin, I believe. Okay. Mole, by the way, we've been getting a lot of complaints of people that when you read one, Perry, you can't read where shit, and it takes forever, and they're very bored with it.
People should write nice short ones for ScareMaster.
Yeah, and I'm just saying, because now, like today, we have a bunch of them, and we got to get through this. So if you want to give a shout-out, which we really appreciate, they've got to be a little shorter. Maybe a paragraph and a half.
Okay.
Okay, more?
Greetings and salutations, Big Dose. I have wanted to write a personal shout-out for a long time, didn't have the balls until now. I want to sincerely apologize to you and the pod bosses. I am a whore for money. In my mind, money equals happiness. I can never have enough. I have made some huge mistakes in my life, and nothing compares to what I have done behind your backslash C word. I will deny writing this letter, but that's beside the point. Just don't get any lie detector ideas, you MFers. LOL, COMF, CU. Do you know what I mean? Cream on me, heartbreaker, love maker. MF are going to mess around with you. Anyway, I have so pitched you both TMZ, accepted $500 per autograph. You're both walking the sidewalk with open container, wine cooler in your hand. Finally, after making some money, I know what C tastes like. I actually love it. It just tastes like ice milk. It's decent, but slightly effed up. Let this $10 shout-out money go to me because it's all money. Please forgive me, guys. I'm writing this letter because it's not up to my comic stand. Truthfully, Scary Fiery, PhD, dedicated professor of cream. I don't know what happened.
What the fuck was that all about?
I don't know. We'll take their money, though. This is a $10 shout-out. Dear Don Barris Mole and Fairy Perry Caramello, we'd like to start out once again by writing that we are huge fans of the podcast. It's a great place to keep up on pop culture as well as learn about your own personal lives. After still no response from Perry or his life partner manager, Nick, regarding Perry's possible entrance into the Hair Club for Men chapter in Omaha, Nebraska.
What?
We can only speculate and conclude that Perry is ignoring us.
And I'm a bad
reader.
Not
because of his homosexual orientation, nor is Elijah to the Christ-rejecting God as Satan.
I'm not a fucking homosexual.
It's Christ-rejecting, godless Satan, worshiping Jehovah's Witnesses, but rather a very serious, full-blown AIDS condition. It is not too late for Perry to save what he has life on his diminishing, dirty, filthy, disgusting, Crisco-infused hair.
Sure.
We here at the Omaha, Nebraska Hair Club for Men are
stop
well-equipped
reading that
to...
Stop piece of shit because it's fucking bullshit. It's a lie, it's gay, and I want nothing to do with it.
Well, they go on to mention things about their Italiano 5000, which contains a built-in fanny pack. So there's a lot of
nothing
things you don't
want to
hear
like
about
mine.
This. Their previous shout-outs were not meant to offend you, Perry. You still don't want me to go on?
Go on. Finish the fucking thing.
Okay, I'll just... In closing, we'd like the $20 to be split amongst the big three. We don't mean to come off as desperate, but we'd hate to see Perry blow this opportunity in 2012 the same way he blew Randy Callahan in 1992.
No, I didn't blow anybody.
Sincerely,
fucking queers.
Tyler and Jared. This offer is to record an upcoming Big Three podcast at a local Omaha bar.
Not going
to
happen.
Okay, they said, P.S., the offer to record an upcoming Big Three podcast at a local Omaha bar sounds terrific to us. There are plenty of Irish pubs that Don Barris would love. Because I'm Irish? Okay. Hookah bars where Walter Molininsky would feel right at home. And quaint little places named The Manhole where Perry can get just the type of gratification he needs. So that's nice. Thank you.
There are no fucking gay scenes to be done ever again. God damn it, I'm fucking
if you wreck
here.
That, sit down.
They're talking about Omaha, dude. They're just
I don't give a fuck. I'm fucking pissed.
But they're talking
tired
about
of this all right. Shit.
Read
all
this
these
one.
Motherfuckers want me to be gay.
Read
fuck
this one. Perry.
All of
Perry.
You.
Here's another one. Here's another one.
God damn it. Oh, you gotta be kidding.
What's it say?
To Randy Callahan, the best casting director in Hollywood, he gets the job done. Gavin?
That's all he wrote? Give me the fucking thing. What are you doing? Give me the... You destroyed the letter from Gavin. You piece
Christ.
Of fucking shit.
Tampering with mail is a felony, dude.
It really
yeah,
is.
Okay.
All right.
So is trafficking child pornography.
Let's see.
God almighty.
All right.
Get me out of here.
$10 shout out. Oh, dear Mary Jane.
You want to read Mary Jane? It's to you.
Dear Mary Jane, as president of the National Organization for Women, I am deeply concerned for your safety and well-being. It is our understanding that your work with the Big Three podcast forces you to work in close proximity to one Perry K. Caravello, a.k.a. Scary Perry. We at the National Organization for Women have a file on Mr. Caravello for many years. Now, due to his history of domestic abuse, but what? Now, after listening to the podcast, we are shocked to learn that he has said and done other things that we find greatly disturbing and potentially dangerous for you. For example, we notice that Perry constantly degrades women on the podcast.
What?
Makes judgment about women based on their physical appearance. He also refers to something called step-up punch, which we believe is an expression of his desire to hit women. On several occasions, he has also talked about wanting to rape both women and men, and he frequently jokes about the subject of rape. We have heard tales of his loitering in high school parking lots for the purpose of...
It's a lie!
Perry, are you trying to touch me? Don't touch me.
No, I'm putting the fucking hat back.
Okay, finish this letter.
We have heard tales of his loitering in high school parking lots for the purpose of staring at teenage girls. We also have learned that Perry screamed at you at the Comedy Store, and we heard you say that Perry sometimes frightens you when he gives you scary looks. All of this combined with his trafficking in child pornography and involvement in the death of a helpless child named Nathaniel makes us believe that Perry F. Caravello is a dangerous person and a potential threat to you. Mary Jane, we would like very much to know whether you feel that you are in danger from Mr. Caravello or if you think his behavior has improved to the point where we do not need to be concerned for your well-being. Perhaps you could ask Mr. Caravello to state for the record whether he has respect for women or whether not. He will stop being a male chauvinistic pig and disgusting sexual harasser of women. If there's anything we can do for you, please do not hesitate to ask. We have a variety of confidential psychologists and medical services available for women in the event that you are harmed by Mr. Caravello in any way, shape, or form. We wish you the best and pray for your safety. Sincerely, Harriet Tubman.
Okay. All right, here's another one. Greetings, Big Three. As the 20th
anniversary...
Shut up.
That is a complete lie. One. Two. This is my last show of all fucking time for this piece of shit podcast that pays me shit for money. And three, I'm done with this fucking show. You guys can fucking fly a kite.
Perry, if you don't sit the fuck down, you're going to fucking walk out because if somebody's fucking doing a letter. Fuck you.
Hey, let me
read this one real quick. Greetings, Big Three. As the 20th anniversary of Perry's love affair with Randy Callahan approaches, I plan
love
to be
affair?
Celebrating along with the other fans of the Big Three.
Love affair?
I don't know.
The motherfucker raped me, motherfucker.
Okay. I'm planning on sending a special delivery to Perry in celebration of this event. I have a big package that I know he will find thrilling. Now, that's nice.
How much money's in that big fucking
package? I don't
know.
Well, why don't you wait and see? However, balloons are involved, as well as flowers, so I cannot have it delivered to his P.O. box. All right. So instead, I'm going to have the package sent to Perry's apartment. Can you confirm for me Perry's address? Is it 772 Reseda Boulevard? Also, could you kindly confirm to me Perry's phone number is 818-390-2999.
That's the business line.
Okay. This way, the delivery man can call Perry on the phone if necessary. Is it also possible that we might be able to deliver the package to Perry's home myself? Is there a lot of security at 7722 Reseda, or can we just go inside
the
Villa La Paloma? What is it called?
Villa La Paloma.
Okay. And make my delivery to Perry's door? What apartment number is it?
None of your business.
Okay, so I guess you'll have to look. Please tell me what time of the day is good for Perry to be at home. If I knock on Perry's door and say that I've come to give him a big package for his anniversary of gay sex...
I did not have faggot sex
Perry,
with any
don't
of your fucking...
Hold your fucking thing.
Scaremaster, this guy is saying he wants to go over your house and do that with
that
you.
That motherfucker can go fuck off!
Okay, let me just read the end of the letter. That's all I ask. I've come to give him a big package for his anniversary of gay sex with Randy Kellen. Will he be hospitable
it's
to me?
Not
probably not. I'm just guessing. Probably not.
Oh, then
will
why
he kindly
you
let
have
me come in his apartment and take a quick look at the Windy City Heat trophy?
That gets raped
I would
in
like
this
to buy Perry
town.
Dinner at Denny's.
Ah, why don't you go to the
boy, would I like to see him unleash
and
the fury at Denny's Slamburger on
the
side over hash browns.
Exactly
anyway,
I'm
looking forward
here.
To celebrating the 20th anniversary of Perry and Randy Callahan. Put his penis inside Perry's mouth. Anyway,
there
I'm looking
no
for
dick in my mouth.
thereby launching Scaremaster's career. I hope that Perry will appreciate the long stem roses and penis-shaped balloons I'm going to give him in honor of the momentous occasion. Thank you, dudes. Rock on. Danny Zuko.
I'm out of town.
Okay. All right. Perry, why don't you read this?
I'm out of town for the month of June.
All right.
So in a few months, he won't be there, but up until then, he will.
Read this one, Perry.
Dear Big Three, before I start my complaints, I want the entire $10 I include to give straight to Perry.
Oh.
And I want Perry to be the one to read this shout out. Let me start by saying Perry F. Caravello is spelled with a C and never a K, pronounced Caravello, not Caramello, is easily one of the greatest comics and actors that the world has ever seen. Oh, that's very nice.
That is very nice.
He truly holds the title biggest in the business. Oh, that's nice. Let's see. That being said, I enjoy the Big Three podcast, but it is nowhere near what it could be. Explanation point for like an inch and a half. All right. For one, Don and Mole should stop bringing up the Randy Callahan incident.
We don't bring it up.
It was almost 20 years ago.
It's not me.
And no real Big Three fan wants to hear about it.
Thank you.
I'm tired.
And to set the record straight, Perry did not blow Randy. And has since never done anything remotely faggotish or faggish. Also, I want Don and Mole to stop trying to make Perry look like a big homo all the time.
I don't
know how
to do that.
How can we do that?
We all know that Perry likes women and women only. Adult women, as that Perry never hung out outside a junior high school to stare at women. I am, and most fans are sick of being denied Perry's Corner, the best part of the show. Also, it is bullshit that Perry is no longer allowed to sell his American-made skateboards. Yeah, talking about that, I need to sell 10 decks this week or there is no show forever again. Which are way better than Tim's China boards. And Perry's boards are real. Oh, 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 oh! Perry's American-made boards are 100% Canadian hard rock maple. Can be purchased at www.scaryperryproductions.com/skateboards.
Did you write this, Scaremaster?
No, I didn't write this. Somebody wrote it for me. I have no clue.
I think you do. Who was
three?
It?
Perry is the heart, soul, liver, kidneys, brains, and vocal cords of the Big Three. From now on, I think Perry should get all the funds and monies made off the podcast, plus a well overdue residual check for all the DVDs and Blu-rays of Windy City Heat that have been sold. Also, Perry should be given a $10.5 million check and contract for at least 8 more movie deals. Very nice. I like this. The podcast should be renamed Perry and Friends, and Perry should be given
bullshit.
All
you
creative.
Wrote this.
I never wrote
it's
this.
Gotta, it's kind of.
Perry should be given all creative control over the podcast and actions of Perry and Friends.
Can we be the friends?
Group formerly known as the Big Three, Perry should also get and have all the funds from the $10 shout outs.
What?
Five. Tootsie Roll, Tim and Rucka Rucka Fagley.
This sounds like something
Rucka Rucka Fag Lee instead of Ollie. Should never be allowed on or mention on the show unless it is to apologize to Perry. Also, Don and Mole should apologize to Perry for riding his coattails all these years.
What?
Donna's just a bitch and a warm act. Warm
you
up
don't
act.
Even have coattails. You have that leather jacket.
He needs to kiss Barry's ass, and please, Don, no one wants to see nor hear about your obnoxiously large, skanky penis that only nasty strippers chicks like Mole is not a human. Wait, what's this? Let me read that line again. To see nor hear about your obnoxiously large, skanky penis that only nasty stripper chicks like. Explanation point, another inch and a half. Mole is not a human being. He ruined a Windy City Heat by knocking over the table and making the big three do business with a perverted slave named Yergi. Windy City Heat chances at an Oscar or sequel was killed when Mole knocked over the table.
Not true.
Bringing Yergi into
not
the
true.
Movie deal. Finally, Perry takes way too much shit from Don and Mole. I am a great actor and I deserve better than this. Oh! Somebody said sign PFC. Oh! And I didn't write it.
You did write this.
Well, I did not write it.
I can't believe
that. I did not write that.
You've
but
done
somebody,
some, you've done some
somebody
stuff
that, that put that together for me, I thank from the bottom of my heart, and it means everything to
wait
me.
A minute.
That
look,
means
at
a
the,
lot.
Look at the return address. 7722 Receta Boulevard.
Let me see the envelope. Let me see the envelope. Let me see the envelope.
No.
Let me see the envelope.
You're looking at the envelope right here. I'm not going to let you because you'll destroy it.
No, I won't.
Okay. Now, Perry, you are now screaming at me saying you're going to quit the show. Today I've done two things beyond the call of fucking duty. I went to the bosses upstairs and I said, you know what? Enough of these gay movies. Perry's having a problem with it. Let's get something that Perry might like. And what are
thank
you doing
you
now?
For the God,
all right, so
for
I
the
did
Godfather.
That. So now you're going to do the Godfather trilogy for your movie review this week.
Okay.
And then I've got something else. Stay right here for 1 second. Wait, oh, did you have another letter?
Yeah.
Why don't you read the
contract
the last
for the new TV show?
Shut
maybe?
Up. Shut up. Read the last letter.
Okay, here's the last letter. Dear Three of Big, blessings to West of Hollywood. Blessings to Adams, John Quincy, and Mol Inski for deliverance and realization of podcast to Mumbai, India. No much blessing to report. Your show is number one Mumbai podcast. Many loves and blessings for Three of Big in Mumbai, India. Children of street wear black hat and garbage bag clothes for look like Perry Karev. Or I have earned much rupees selling black hat and garbage bag. Much thanks to Adams JC and Molinsky for likeness rights. For Previ Cavello. Big up three rights for sell not. Previ Carvel. Or face rights for sell yes. Sell for most blessed price. This is weird, man.
I think I know where it's from.
Price of 75,000 Indian rupee for likeness right. Price of American $10 included in letter. No, I hold image of Caravello in Mumbai and all of India. Much rupee made from sell of image. Many blessings for a great bargain. Much money to be made for me. Molinsky, Adams, JC, welcome in Mumbai. Dan, Darius of Darius and Green Mary, welcome in Mumbai. Caravello, not welcome in Mumbai. We don't like if we don't like the. The F word. I'm not going to say it because it goes crazy. Much blessings. Sashin Littlefeather, Mumbai, India. That's weird.
What?
And here he is.
And that was today's $10 shout out.
$10 shout out.
Mole, when you were in India recently, is that when you met the dude that wrote that $10 shout out?
I met these kids in India. They were the...
They sent a picture too,
yeah,
I see.
Yeah, here they are. They're like in that movie. Waterworld. Those Indian kids are like the little rascals.
Are they?
Yeah. Except they don't have any dogs because they got to eat them. There's no Petey.
Now, Perry, you seem to have a lot of problems for some reason. Now, I want to help you resolve some of these problems. I want you happy.
Thank you.
Like earlier, you had a problem with the movies that the bosses from upstairs were selecting for your movie review. I talked to them, and did I help you? Yes. I got a movie that you'd like.
Thank you.
Well, you've also had some problems with our fans. That's not good. And there's one in particular that I want your war with to be over. And I want that war over today. So I bring to the podcast for the first time, he's written two songs involving you.
James Taylor? Kidding.
What did you say, Mole?
James Taylor?
No, it's not James Taylor.
Rucka Rucka Ollie.
That's who it is. Rucka Rucka Ollie. Come on in, Rucka.
Oh, shit. What's up? Hey.
Oh, yeah.
What up, mate?
Whoa.
Oh, shit. What's happening?
Really him.
See right there?
Holy cow.
You flew him in here from Detroit, didn't you?
No, he's out here. Why are you out here, Rucka?
Hey, yo, I'm in town. Flew into L.A. to record my new fucking album.
Where are you recording? You're recording over at Capitol Records, right?
Yeah, Capitol Records.
Very nice.
And also, from what I understand, you talked to some people over at the Rolling Stone magazine, huh?
Yeah, I've been talking to them. You know, they, I don't know if I'm going to be on the cover. That's a bit of a wishful thinking.
Good for
but
you.
When you work hard.
Wow. Man, just what a meteoric rise. Just from starting and just clawing his way up and singing about true stories, real stories, you know, American heartland.
I've been telling the truth, trying to be professional, always.
Talking shit about me.
You talk shit about me. I mean, let's
talking
just,
shit about me.
For the
calling record. Me a fucking
who talk shit?
Fuck you, you punk.
I didn't do shit. I turn on your podcast and you're talking shit about me.
In a way.
Oh, and
did.
Then he's writing a song. Perry's got AIDS. Perry's got
no,
AIDS.
No, that's not.
That ain't even a song of mine. You're thinking of somebody else. I don't got a song that goes Perry got AIDS.
He's got Yo Perry. He's got Perry's Gay. Those are the two songs.
Well, where the fuck do you get off thinking that I have thinking?
What about Matt calling tonight? What about Matt calling you to talk about your relationship with him tonight? That's how our show started, Rucka, with one of his...
Some fucking fan calls me up on the street and then says that he wants to call back in a half hour on the show. And then he started some shit.
Congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations where?
You're finally in a
I'm not getting a paycheck. You are, motherfucker.
I work for my fucking money.
So do I, you fucking bitch.
What you know how many fucking copies of Yo Perry I had to sell to pay fucking rent?
Yeah. I don't give a fuck how many copies you have to pay so Yo Perry to pay your
fucking
rent.
You know it's great, Scare Master.
You want to know what makes me sick? Is that you're making a dollar bill or a fucking penny off of Yo Perry or off of any
song. It's a good song.
Song.
Why would
you? You're fucking making fun of me and talking shit
a club
about
hit.
Me, bitch.
Scare Master.
It works in the clubs?
Yeah. They eating that shit up in Pontiac, Detroit, you know what I'm saying? Warren, Saginaw, everybody loving that
Saginaw
shit.
Township.
That's
yeah.
my people.
Oh, to my homeboys, that's where I'm from.
Yeah.
I did not know that it was a dance hit.
Oh my
God. Everybody like Perry Caravello has
HIV.
Dude, you go to like
that's
the clubs in Southfield,
wrong,
Scaremaster.
Bitch. That's fucking wrong, you bitch.
Why?
Because I don't have HIV.
But the crowd
I'll
is pumping. The crowd
it.
Is pumping.
I'll
up
never
here.
Have it.
They don't
There's
care.
There's not going to be a cocksucker.
Crowd doesn't care. Dancing. If you feel the beat, that's all that matters. Perry Caravello has HIV.
Yo, Perry.
Rucka Rucka's got HIV.
I don't know if that really works. You know,
by the way,
we got my producer.
Can I tell you a little funny story?
Yeah.
After you came out with one of your songs, Perry thought it would be smart to pay someone $500 to write him a rap song. Do a little of it, Barry. Do you remember?
I don't have any of it.
Do you remember any of it?
Yeah, but bust
no.
Bust some.
Oh, man, what you got?
Spit. I don't have it with me.
Come on, man. We might be able to get you a deal. You know what I'm saying? Come down to Capitol.
Oh, shit.
If you had one shot,
would you take it?
Or just fuck it up?
Well, right now, I'd be fucking it
just
up.
Just do the fucking song.
I don't know the fucking lyrics.
We just told you the fucking lyrics.
I'm Scary Perry Caravello. I'm from Chicago, so you know I'm a good fellow. Do you know the rest of the fucking song?
Now you just bust it out.
Yeah, man, come on.
Just
freestyle.
Bust the freestyle. Go.
Yo.
Scary Perry Caravello. I'm from Chicago, so you know I'm a good fellow.
Yeah.
I don't remember the whole fucking
thing. All right, well, that really wasn't worth
$500. My dick's often mistaken for a chicken McNugget. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I saw that you brought part of your entourage here.
Yeah,
and brought
yo,
a guitar.
This what? DJ Easy Stacks. This guy. I mean, don't bother him. But this guy's the CEO of all Pine Grove Records. The
really?
Whole entire.
Whoa. Holy shit!
If you want to make an
is
impression,
is he here right now? Then
yeah. Yo,
bring him in.
Yo, Stacks. What up?
Wow, look
CEO
at that. Of Pine Grove, dude. They've got
You're
everybody.
You're fucking high school. What?
Now, I see that you brought your guitar here.
Excuse me.
And you know what might be kind of fun? I don't know if you could do this, but
go
I would like
fishing?
Why would you say go fishing?
It's kind of fun.
Yeah, but what would that have to do with a guitar
if
and everything
If we were all
else?
Going fishing right now, that'd
I'm
be awesome.
I'm not a fisherman.
Okay.
Right. That's not fun unless
you're out there.
Fishing.
Okay, that's not what I was talking about anyway. What I was thinking, maybe you could do an acoustic version of Yo Perry. What do you think, Rucka?
Yeah, yo, let's bring down Simply Don Rucka Rucka collaboration. Oh, shit. Rucka Rucka acoustic. Let's do the shit. Oh, shit. This one in memory
you
of the old
You should be black,
victory.
Motherfucker.
Shut up.
You got a problem with black people. Fuck you. Back before you started shit, yeah, I was down with you, but now you fuck with Rucka's Knuckles. Nah, I won't clown with you. Up inside your mansion, fat bitch, a sandwich you. Randy Callahan, busted off in your hand with you. What you got in your hat full of tricks? Probably lube in a bag full of dicks. Could be one, maybe two, maybe six. Juggling dicks since 96. Head full of candy for the fancy tricks. Nobody really knows who you is. Nobody knows you in the biz. He don't take shits, but he takes a fist. Fuck Perry, it's the new big three. Mold,
I'm embarrassed.
Rucka Rucka Alley.
Fuck
all my knuckles
you.
Up in Cali. Beat your ass for me. Perry Caravello has
HIV.
Yo,
Perry.
Stay the fuck away from me. Yo,
Perry.
No, you can't suck my D.
Yo,
Perry. I don't care if you do it for free. Don't make a scene, B. This between your moms and me. Ah, shit. Pay $500, you get some rhymes like that, motherfucker.
Hey, cunt, stop dreaming.
Don't be talking shit. You got everybody gonna hear you on the internet. You can get Rucka's Knuckles to come beat your ass.
Oh, you're gonna come kiss my ass.
Hi, my name is Perry, and I like to say fuck it. My dick's often mistaken for a chicken McNugget. Cookie Caramello gave the Navy boys dome. Grandpa Caravello dated Al Capone. Hop up in my minivan, call me Randy Callahan. Terrifying Tim, single-handedly kill a Taliban. Everybody knows Perry rapes hoes toes. Fat, gay, grease, bald, dirty ass Italian. Fuck Perry, it's the new big three.
Mold.
Tom Barris. Rucka Rucka Ali. And
eat
all my knuckles up
bitch.
In Cali, beat your ass for me. Perry Caravello has HIV.
Sorry,
yo, Perry,
weird.
The fuck away from me.
Stay the
yo,
fuck
Perry,
away from me,
no, you can't suck my D.
Yo, Perry,
I don't care if you do it for free. Bitch. Don't make a scene, be this between your moms and me. Peace.
You suck.
Fuck you.
You suck.
Fuck you.
Go back to Detroit and fucking make a fucking American-made piece of shit car.
Oh, you talking shit about Ford? You want to get shot? Why don't you come out to Detroit, motherfucker?
Yeah, it's a
mistake. Fix or repair daily.
You scared to come to Detroit. You a fucking bitch-ass motherfucker. Always talking
you
shit.
You don't do that.
Oh, I'm from Chicago. Oh, boy, like the musical. Fuck you. Want to start some shit? Huh?
He's right, dude.
You can't.
Look, he's right.
You can't spit rhymes like
go.
I spit. That right there is some hip hop. You
what
don't
do
know
mean?
Shit.
No, I'm not.
What are you talking about, Perry?
You're done.
What do you mean?
I'm
you're
out of here.
Here comes the retaliation. Hit it.
Retaliation?
Hit it.
Yo. Oh, shit.
Let me tell you something,
what
punk.
What you got?
Hey, I'm Scary Perry Caravello.
Yeah.
I come from Chi-Town because you know I'm a good fellow.
Oh, okay.
I'm Scary Perry Caravello.
You already told me that.
Dude, I got a 10-incher.
What?
And that's because I'm the good fellow.
Well, you went right to gay shit?
What?
Oh, fuck.
Why would you threaten him with
No.
Immediately you want to talk to him about
your
father.
That's crazy.
Really a weird thing.
You just said on international radio you're into gay shit, and I'm the one that's
talking
shit.
Oh, fuck that.
You did say that.
Hey, I'm from Chicago. I'm a good fellow, and let me tell you about my penis.
No.
You really did, Perry.
Yeah.
I don't. Yeah, you did.
I said that wrong.
Well, whatever you did.
Wow.
I now know for like. That's the way you come back
here. I need my girls here.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Wow. You're really feeling something special about Rucka Rucka.
Linda!
Yeah. Look at him. He's crying out. He's crying out people. I think he's really attracted to you. Whoa.
Hey, Scaremaster, you want to try that? Want to try to take it one more time and make it less about your penis?
Oh, God.
You have
just
one
don't
shot.
Talk about. Just don't talk about your penis.
Oh, fuck.
Here we go.
And maybe, hey, you know what we could do? Keep it going a little bit. Keep that rhythm. But you know what? Also try to throw in something about what the huck. some of the finest.
Yeah.
If you're going to challenge him.
My name is Scary Perry Caravello. I hail from Chi-Town, so you know I'm a good fellow. The name is Scary Perry Caravello. I get the best Thai food from What the Huck, fellow.
That's What the Huck, 323-654-7952. I gave you some passes over to What the Huck. What'd you think of that?
Yo, that's some good shit, man. I went down there with my man, DJ Not Nice. Man, we got some chicken fried rice, beef tofu.
They got all the Thai food you need there.
They got some dishes there that are awesome. He makes some specialty dishes.
Oh, I'd like to taste that sometime.
Yeah, we should get one, and Scaremaster should try him. He should be our food critic. He's the
Italian. Would you do that?
Sure, I'd be a food critic.
Okay, so that's What the Huck, 323-654-7952. What the Huck. Okay. For the finest in Thai cuisine. Also, I want to say this real quick. You know, we got great sponsors. ASM Plumbing and Porn is your one stop for all your plumbing and your hardcore man-on-man porn concerns. That's ASM Plumbing and Porn, 440-731-9338. But, you know, don't take my word for it. Whose word should they take, Rucka?
A true American hero.
Fuck yeah.
The motherfucker that single-handedly took down the most evil motherfucker fucking around flying planes into buildings and shit. What kind of shit is that?
Well, you know what? I got to tell you, I don't think Scaremaster respects him because he doesn't care about that stuff because he hates America.
Shut up, you,
you
fucking...
You do. You're the one who says you hate America.
If I hated America, my products wouldn't say made in America.
Okay. You don't care about it.
Fuck you.
You don't care about America.
I got here because I'm done.
I think that he's more upset about the fact that, you know, not the American thing because he's an American hero. I think he's madder because Terrifying Tim Probedic is a skateboard enthusiast.
He's a punk. I'm the leader of this fucking town.
You are?
I'm the leader.
All right, well, that's two guys from Michigan. Who do you hear more about skateboards?
Terrifying Tim. That's my
shit. Oh, God. Go fuck off, you know?
You don't know shit.
Tony Alva fucking started the biz with Stacy and fucking Jay Adams.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Guys from the 70s.
You're just talking shit.
You weren't even born yet, you fucking
Okay, guys, tight. Rucka, Perry, stop. Okay, we're in the middle of a commercial, and I don't know how
much
the people... Now you piss me off.
Let's hear the words and wisdom of Mr. Terrifying Tim Probedic.
Hi, I'm Terrifying Tim for ASM Plumbing and Porn. You want hot man-on-man films and top-notch plumbing and piping? Call ASM. Now, I may not be nearly as gay as their last spokesman, but I do know quality cornhole when I see it. Let's unclog some pipes! ASM Plumbing and Porn. Tell them Terrifying Tim sent you.
That's ASM Plumbing and Porn, 440-731-9338. Rucka saw my band last night. What'd you think?
That was some real shit. That right there. We might be able to talk to you about some Pine Grove...
the Barris Kennedy Overdrive.
Collaboration.
We saw it last night.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
That is music.
We're going to wrap things up here, and I don't know. You're a fan of the podcast, right, Rucka?
Yeah. That's my shit.
What do you think is the best thing we do on this show?
Well, I gotta be honest. I think it would probably be Mole Play.
Oh, well, I'll tell you this. That's awesome. What more people say than anything else. They love Mole Play to death. It's time. Here it is. It's time for another Mole Play.
Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play!
Right, now, if you've never heard our show before, a Mole Play is an improv game that we play here. But, Mole, let me ask you something. I don't really quite know. I know at one point legally we had to say something before we went into this. And I'm always confused because I always ask you, but you never give me a real answer. Do we still have to say something before we play Mole Play?
Well, no, but we can't call it Mole Play anymore. We have to call it Playtime with Mole.
But we already have the song.
Yeah, I know, but it's we'll work. We'll figure it out. I don't know. There's some pending litigation.
Now, Mole Play is an improv game that we play here. This is where Mole will take a situation or he'll write a scenario, maybe something that has happened earlier in today. He'll set the scene. He'll cast the scene. Then he directs it. Mole, what are we going to do on today's Mole Play?
Well, you know, earlier we had a letter from a gentleman from Marvel Comics, which really got us excited and got us thinking that if we're a comic strip, we're going to eventually have to be a movie like the X-Men movie. So let's tickets now to the first exciting X-Men type Big Three movie, Glory Hole Adventures with Randy Callahan. Yes. Right. Okay, so Scaremaster, you're going to play yourself. We're backstage at a Rocka Rocka concert. Place is packed. It's jammed because it's Detroit and the place is going crazy. We make our way through the crowd up to the front, and there's the president of Pine Grove Records that shoos us into a back door, and we get right in. The Big Three get ushered in the back, and it's wall-to-wall hot girls from Guy Talk. And Scaremaster walks in when suddenly he sees Randy Callahan, who's...
And I fucking punch him right in the fucking face.
Wait a second.
I'll deck that motherfucker.
Wait a second.
I'm not going to deck you.
Okay.
Dan, the real Randy Callahan, okay, right, the motherfucker right, that went to jail.
Ahead, let's see what he says.
Right, listen, Scaremaster knows this isn't the place to punch Randy Callahan. Now's the time for forgiveness, to be a bigger person. He's going to teach a lesson because he's got superpowers and wants to teach a lesson to the kids about moving on and forgiveness. So he goes
forgiveness?
Over and he sits next to Randy Callahan. Scaremaster, you're going to play
forgiveness?
Yourself. Dan, you're Randy.
Fuck you. I'm not sitting next to that fucking
You're Randy Cavalluti. Rocky, you play yourself and the president of Pine Grove Records. You guys ready?
Oh, my God.
And Scaremaster looks over. He sees Randy Callahan. Mole points him out. And playtime with Mole.
Oh, are you a face from the past? You're Mr.
Get the fuck away from me.
My name's Randy. Do you remember me?
I don't want to remember you.
Can I tell you something, Perry? It was 20 years ago. And I've never been jerked off better.
I am not talking about this fucking subject.
It's mole play. You got to.
I'm not talking about it. That makes me sick.
So Rucka Rucka comes off stage and sees the melee.
Yo, what the fuck's going on here? Why are you starting shit?
I'm sorry. Hi, my name is Randy Callahan.
Oh, how you doing, man? Welcome
nice to
the show.
You. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, good to have you here.
Pleasure. This is Scary Perry Caravello. I don't know if you know, but 20 years ago, I let him suck me off.
For real?
Fuck you! Fuck you!
Okay. Hey, you guys, over here. You guys want anything from the concession stand? Hey, you're his old buddy from 20 years ago.
I just told him that no one has ever sucked me off better than he did.
No, that's not what happened. You blew him. He jerked you off.
That's right. Nobody gave me a better hand job. Can I say I'm sorry? Will you forgive me? Ever?
No, there's no forgiveness for a fucking asshole that fucked me over like you. The one that put that shit through my mind and fucking made me want to kill myself the way you have.
And that's Playing with Mole.
Mole play, mole play, let's play mole play. Mole play, mole play, let's play mole play. Mole play!
If you want to get in touch with us on the social network, I'm at SimplyDon1 on Twitter.
You are ScaryPerry818 on Twitter.
And are you on Twitter?
Yeah, Rucka Rucka Ali.
Okay, and on Facebook, I'm at Don Barris.
Facebook.
And you are at Perry F. Caravello. That's K-A-R.
C-A-R is in car. A-V is in victory.
Walter Molinansky.
And it's ScaryPerry323.
Perry23. And do you have a Facebook page?
Rucka Rucka Ali.
Don't forget, if you want to get in touch with Tim Perpetic, he's also on Facebook there. Guys, just put it there. Put it out there. Everybody,
you
put it out
big.
There.